Egunon guztioi ongi etorriak prentsaurreko honetara. Muy buenos días.
Very good morning to you all. We're going to commence the first of this morning's or today's press conferences of the films that we projected in the official section in San Sebastian Film Festival. It's a co-production between Argentina, Brazil, Poland, and France. It's titled Una Especie de Familia, in English, A Sort of Family. And to present the film, we have the director, Diego Lerman, the actors Barbara Lenny, Claudio Torcaritz, and Daniel Arauz, the director of photography, Wojciech Staron, Maria Meira, who's wrote the screenplay for the film, and the producer, Nicolas Abreu. So therefore, let's commence the questions whenever you deem pertinent. Hi, I don't know, I'm going to start, or I don't know whether you want to start, but someone has raised their hand, please. Hi, good morning. A couple of questions for any member of the crew and the cast. First of all, the legal situation of this problem in Argentina, here specifically. It's surrogate gestation, and there are a lot of legal voids in the legislation here, and it seems that over there, it seems there's a huge legal void. Anything related to it is considered a crime. And secondly, vis-a-vis the soundtrack, I didn't have the chance to see the credits at the end. I don't know whether it was an original soundtrack. I thought it was quite spectacular, the whole issue and the whole film. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to answer. Of the soundtrack is original. It's Spanish, José Villalobos, and there's a song by Vivaldi, which is called Piccolo. And then all of the rest is an original soundtrack. His name is José Villalobos. He's from Andalusia. He's Spanish. Vis-a-vis the issue that we deal with, what the film refers to more than surrogate mothers, it refers to the renting and the adoption process. As there is a legal void, there's a lack of state which enables a proliferation of an enormous amount of issues vis-a-vis the question of adoption. It's an adoption issue which is not efficient for those couples that want to adopt children who are waiting in orphanages to be adopted and they're not adopted, mothers who to give their children in adoption because the abortion is illegal in Argentina. And this is something that we have to highlight, like, for example, in several other countries, it's not such is not the case. But as of the research work that we did, a lot of testimonies that we listened to, what I saw that it was a territory which was very fertile to make a film for a script. And the idea was, I worked in the script along with Maria Meira, we worked together writing the screenplay, and what interested me was that moral issue and the moral construction through Malena's eyes and how they construct the social moral aspects with the ambivalences and ambiguities that may exist and this generated. Hi, good morning. Congratulations to the entire cast and crew, especially to Barbara, because you surprise us with everything you do in the film. My question is for you to know, how did you get prepared as an actress for such a tough role that you portray here, and also as a woman, and I think it must be very complicated to say, no, women and actress, I don't associate it to, it's all the same thing, really. Thank you very much. The truth is, I entered into this project with very little margin. That is, Diego and I talked a month before we started to shoot the film, and I was here in Spain. And a week later, I jumped on a flight and I was traveling there to do the film. And as I say, confronting one of the most difficult characters that I've portrayed up until now, due to many things, not because I was shooting in Argentina, which was the first time for me, with a director who I didn't know. I knew his films, but I'm not him personally. And plus, with a character like Malena, who all of a sudden takes a journey which is very complex, and as an actress, it demanded a lot of things from me. So therefore, we did a very deep, concentrated submergence and very intensive submergence into the role. Diego showed me a lot of interviews because he did a lot of the prior research and investigative work, and I met together with some women who had lived through something similar to what Malena had lived, or had a relationship with the issue of maternity and adoption, and also very complicated in this area in Argentina. I had the great fortune who had a coach who is the casting director, Mariela Oberch. We did a jump into and leap into everything and to go 100% into my character from the outset, because we didn't have much margin. I talked a lot with Diego, with Claudio, and with Danny. We did some rehearsals, and then there's another part, which is how one prepares at home and to start to understand, above all, the energy that this woman had, who was a bit diffuse, and Diego had insisted upon the lack of form, of not controlling, which is a concept which is difficult to understand. I didn't understand what he was trying to, but it's a woman who is going to come to a place and before drawing a conclusion, even if it's an action, but things change all of a sudden for her. And yes, there's no form, a lack of form, and that's what we were working upon. For a woman, for me, obviously, it made me question some things about my own desires of maternity or becoming a mother, because films, you get involved in them, and you get into a particular world when you get involved in a film, and you take it to your own, and you transmit it into, convey it into your own reality. But those things I'll keep for myself, okay? Next question, please. Yes, good morning. The question is for Daniela. I'd like to know how you worked with the construction of how sinister your character is. How did you work on that? Well, good morning, everyone. We worked with Diego, and we to work on the character, and also it was a good idea. The idea is to address that reality that exists, that Diego saw on the other hand, the figure of the doctor who, in a certain way, ends up being like a judge almost, and he has the power of making decisions, and he also had a very charismatic side to him, and so on, and almost tenderness. This is something which happens quite a lot in reality, so therefore we worked upon that contradiction that existed in his character, or in my character, better said, and I think we've managed to achieve what happens in the film, and that he is a character, and that I think in general Diego Lerman has placed his eyes on not constructing the film upon the morality of the film. There's no morality which is structured, which says this is right and this is wrong. It just shows what truly happens. Or it tries, poetically speaking, to portray what happens in that kind of reality. And I think that the art of the poetry in film can be used to transform what is politics, what is political, and what is a real-life situation. Next question, please. Generally, when I talk, nobody else asks questions. I answer everything normally. Does anyone dare ask a question? Yes, please. Hi, a question for Barbara Lenny. From the answer that you've given, that you said all of the characters are complex, I imagine your character, that complexity affects your character, because we're under the impression that she's a person that's been obliged to make decisions which are very complex. But it seems that the consequences of the decisions she makes are paid for by other people more than herself. Yes, I'm pretty sure. It's got a lot to do with despair. Malena is in a situation in her life where which is especially complicated and delicate, and the film talks about a certain journey. It's an escape forwards, so to speak, until she can't handle it anymore. The only way that she has to continue alive is to continue with this struggle and to achieve her child, because she's just lost her baby. And this was told to us by some of the women. After losing a baby in a traumatic way, one wants to die. And that's where we start from. Malena leaves Buenos Aires, I'm sure, without even thinking about it too deeply. But she doesn't think too well or too much in the film. I don't know whether that's right or wrong. But very coldly, her partner says, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" So, and what seemed to be something simple and a love encounter starts to complicate itself, and everybody who around her ends up in a worst case scenario. There's also a vital element within Malena, but she does it from her desire of loving. I think it's a film that it talks about how far one can go for love, even if it's a love which is not completely healthy in that sense. I think that the only way that she has to stop things is when she comes to that last point, to the lowest point. And I believe and I trust that the film leaves at a point where we don't know too well what's going to happen, but we leave it. I think that it could be the beginning of a better life for her. It leaves it open. Hi, good morning. A question for Diego. For the title of the film, a sort of family, when the truth is the family practically doesn't appear. It's the complete destructuring of the family. Why did you choose the title? Titles are always controversial. It's very difficult for me personally to choose the title. But it was the first title that I chose. And I think that I'm not too sure where it's the complete destructuring of the family. I think that there's the search of structuring a family, better said. I had thought of this at the beginning, contrary to my previous film, that is to say, Refugiado, which was the destructuring of a family from a journey of a mother and a child due to a violence, domestic gender violence, and it requires of trying to construct a family and through adoption and all the moral and legal problems that the character of Malena encounters along that journey, and how that made her ask us constantly upon the limits, that is, what limits could we cross, and whether this justified crossing those limits in order to achieve her objective, and what happened in the middle of all of this. But there's something that a moment in the film where she puts herself in the position of a mother specifically, and the handing over of the baby has a charge of significance which is quite extensive. That is to say, on the one hand, to put herself in the position of a mother, and also to renunciate, and then so she delivers and hands over the baby to someone who had also she carried out a duel with, and then the difference of the social classes, and also how they get together in the difference, and Barbara's and Janina's character. Going back to the title, the truth is I always thought it was going to be a working title, and that at a given moment I was going to change it, and then all of a sudden when I was advancing, no other better title emerged in my head. And I thought that it really and its structures of society and family, things come along, and in the case of Malena, for example, what she wanted was that, was to form a sort of family. And that's what it talks about, more than the institution of a family, more as a place that is the core and links beloved people. Or the people we love together. Next question, please. Yes, congratulations for the film. I hope it will generate a significant debate upon this issue. I'm not too sure whether you wanted to relate this. I perceive this, the fact The men always decide that there's a lot of decision that men have to make in a story which is protagonized, in this case, by women. Malena's got to call her husband. The parent talks on behalf of Marcela and her mother. I don't know. You wanted to portray that it's a situation protagonized by women, but at the end, it's not in the hand of women. It's everything is in the hand of men. Yes, I believe it is in the hands of women in the story, but there is a structure, the narration, that power, economic power, or political power, so to speak, is in the hands of, in this micro society that we're talking about in the film, it's in the hand of men. But I think that just what the film narrates is something that interests me, particularly, which is the periphery, shall we say, of power, that is to say, which is what narrates on the outside of that main issue, which is sometimes occupied in our, those places are occupied by men, and the societies that we live in leave a lot to be desired as well. Next question, please. Hi. I would like to ask you, Diego, and also you, Maria, because once we've just finished watching the film, we understand that the baby is in the hands that it should be. There is a complicated circle where the person apparently that most suffers is poor Barbara and her character. I don't know whether you wanted to include a message there, despite that Dr. Costa says no, but it seems that the baby ends up being in the hands that she should be, that is to say, with his mother.
It seems that that's part of the,
that's what the film really wants to tell. And the script, the screenplay and the film, that is to say, that everyone should make, each spectator or in the audience should make that decision. The film doesn't intend to, well, at least not consciously, to give a message that be what it has to be. What happens in this, it happens in this story, and this is the product of Malena's character and her entire trajectory. But what we wanted to do was to question not only whoever sees it, not what you would do in the different places, in Claudio's position or in Malena's or in Daniel's position, whether that's right or wrong, what he does. But which at the end of the day, to put yourself in a certain position where from, so that from there, what everyone would do who sees it. And I go back to what I said before about the moral side of things, that I think that it's a social deconstruction, and in different positions, complex position, which is the issue that the film deals with, there are not easy nor reductionist sort of answers. It would be much simpler and easier, and that there'd be a good person and a bad person only, and that you can explain very easily this very easily, because it doesn't involve us, it leaves us all to one side. And I think things and stories as such as the film tells, what it does is to try to see that it's much more, the whole thing is much more complex and complicated, that these types of stories are the result of many different things, not only of one. At least that's my point of view. Yes. As regards to what Diego said, I think the important thing is to understand that it's a very particular story, and albeit there are other archetypal or universal decisions, but the gesture of giving back the baby has to do with her character, Malena's character. That's what she feels is right and what's correct. But I think the interesting thing here is, at least in the end, is that it's also ambiguous, because the mother, the truth is in a very precarious situation. And it's not that she receives it, the baby with her open arms, because at the moment she made a decision, desperate as decision, but she made that decision at the end of the day. And I think that it's a bit tragic at the end, because there's no real solution. On the one hand, ideally the place of the child, the baby, is with his mother, but in this case, the mother can't really hold it. It's not that she didn't decide it, but she's in a very complicated situation and she decided to hand it over to somebody else. But I think the ending is a crossing, really, or a crossroads of that complexity that exists, that Malena believes that's the best thing for the baby, but is that really the best thing for the baby or not? We don't know. And that is the question that the film tries to portray. And there's an idea of almost a Greek tragedy of working, more conceptual, because obviously not working with any specifically, but the idea that the characters at the end of the day are the product of where they live, and they choose within what they can and what they can each choose. But there is no sinister plan at the end of the day brought about by any of them in the film, any of the characters, that is. Next question, please. No further questions. Okay, thank you very much to all of you, and good luck in the film. Thank you.